Hello, it's Monday, March the 1st. March the 1st for me remains St. David's Day, the patron saint of Wales. And David, St. David, was by all accounts a very gospel oriented evangelical Christian who did a great deal of evangelizing in Wales in the early centuries of the Christian church, bringing the gospel to a very, very different culture than it is now. Well, today we're in Psalm 137, and we are being transported in the opening verses by the waters of Babylon. There we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows, there we hung up our lyres, their musical instruments. And we are probably within weeks or months, perhaps, of 597 BC, when Babylon overtook Jerusalem and had already begun the transportation of Jews as far back as 605 BC, and another occasion, I think, in 601 BC. But by 597, Jerusalem had been overthrown. The temple had been destroyed. And what you have here in this psalm is perhaps one of the singers in the choir in the temple, one of the instrument players, no longer being able to sing hundreds of miles away now in a foreign culture and a foreign language. And there is a relief that we know about in archaeology coming from their neighboring dominion, Assyria, and the king Sennacherib. And the relief shows captives being forced to play for their armed guard, and something of that, I think, is being reflected in Psalm 137. In the middle of the psalm, he asks a question: how shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? And you might expect the psalm now to go down into a descent of depression, and it's the very opposite, because the answer is a strict rebuke of the question. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. There's a reference then in verses 7, 8, and 9 to something that's rather difficult. And it's an imprecation, calling first of all for God to judge the Edomites. You have to go to the book of Obadiah, shortest prophecy in the Old Testament. And in it becomes clear in the prophecy of Obadiah that the Edomites gave help to the Babylonians when folk were escaping from Jerusalem. The Edomites captured them and handed them over to the Babylonians. And so there's an imprecation: remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, lay it bare, down to its foundations. The Edomites were half brothers, half cousins of the Jews, in a long, complicated story. But here, an imprecation. But then, at the very close of Psalm 137, blessed shall he be who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock. And these are little ones of the Babylonians in the context. And that's tough. It's very tough. It's one of the reasons why Derek Kidner says he thinks, you know, this is inspiration. This is from the hand of God through one of these temple singers. Because if the church had tried to produce something like this, they would have cleaned it up. They would never have allowed this psalm to see the light of day. But this psalm is coming out white hot. it's the reaction. Whether it's good or bad is a question for another day. But the fact is that this is a true expression of how he feels. His loved ones have been killed and murdered and slaughtered and raped, and he's been taken captive thousands of miles away from his home, and he may never see home ever again. And in that moment of exasperation, this is what comes out, an imprecation. Now, if he was sitting calmly 6 months from now, 2 years from now, would he have said something different? Probably. But I think it's a way in which the psalm helps us to see its utter humanity as well as its divinity. This is a human being that's speaking, and sometimes this is where we are, the victim of some horrible, horrible injustice. And in the white hot moment, that's what comes out. Psalm 137.